political crisis in Lebanon has deepened since this summer's war between Israel and Hezbollah, with some analysts worried tensions may escalate into violence. On Monday, a depleted Lebanese cabinet voted to adopt a UN proposal for an international court to investigate the assassination nearly 2 years ago of Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. Many Lebanese blame Syria for that killing and for a series of bombings that ensued, targeting anti-Syrian journalists and activists in Lebanon. Monday's vote came despite the resignation of six pro-Syrian cabinet ministers, most from the allied Amal and Hezbollah parties. Since the recent war, Hezbollah and its supporters have been pressing the current government of Prime Minister Fuad Siniora for more representation in what would amount to enough power to topple the government. I spoke to Professor of International Relations at St. Joseph's University in Beirut, Khalil Karam, who told me the current political crisis is serious, and he warns that if no compromise is found soon, Lebanon may face rival demonstrations that could renew the kind of sectarian violence that characterized the country's 17-year civil war. He began by explaining what is at stake in the international court to judge the Hariri case.
The government is accepting the proposal of the United Nations concerning this court. Now, the government in January accepted the idea and the principle of a court, and this court is going to be a combined court between Lebanese and international judges. It's very important. This is very important detail. So it's not like Bosnia and all these things where it was 100% international. Here it is combined between Lebanese judges and the international judges.
Okay, these national unity talks within the government.
They did not succeed. They ended on a deadlock. They were not succeed.
That's right. However, in many of the news reports, some of the analysts were saying that these talks actually broke down because the members could not come to an agreement over this international court.
Yes, among other things, but this was the major one.
But why wouldn't people want to have an international court examine the assassination of the former prime minister?
You have to guess. It will create a regional problem. It will create a regional problem unless they give like an assurance that they will not interrogate heads of state, etc. This is a real premiere in the Middle East to go and get heads of state to come and questioned, etc., etc. So it's, I think there should be something done to diminish the aggressivity of the people who are against the idea.
A UN investigative team implicated Syria as being behind the Hariri assassinations.
I think that the court will have to be under files that will be presented by the Belgian instructor Serge Brammert, who will present to them all his investigation report. Of course, not a secret. Everybody knows that. So, what will be the conclusions? It's too early for that. Too early for that. In fact, Brammer said that it was too early.
A group calling itself Al-Qaeda in Lebanon has announced that it will attempt to topple Prime Minister Siniora's government, which it is calling an agent of the West. How credible do you think is this threat? And do you think that foreign forces are at work in Lebanon to destabilize the country?
Threats are very credible. But the name, I'm not sure. Maybe they are using the name. But the threats are extremely credible. But the name, we have to be careful about it.
You mean there could be others or other countries which have interests in destabilizing the government?
Concerning, you said Al-Qaeda. It might not be Al-Qaeda. I don't know. They're using the name. How can we tell?
Okay. The Speaker of the House, Nabi Berri, as you said before, has been paying a visit to Tehran at this time. How is this visit being seen during this current crisis?
Weird, but still good. We think, we hope that this person, who is known to be a moderate, can influence the Iranian in order to use their influence to calm down the situation in Lebanon.
earlier in another conversation, you said that he might be seen as a mediator in this current crisis. Yes. However, three of the ministers who resigned are part of Mr. Barry's Amal party.
This is a community solidarity. You have to understand the Middle East cannot be at odds with his people from the same community. So this has nothing to do with his personal options as moderator and communicator and etc.
So could you explain Tehran's role in all of this?
Of course, if it wants, they can play a very good positive role to calm down the whole situation. So they're now very powerful in the region because of Iraq, because of everything. So they are there. We cannot hide behind our fingers. The Iranian influence is here. We have to deal with it as such. If they accept to play a good role, they will have a good influence.
An interesting perspective there on the possible role of Iran in helping to resolve the political crisis in Lebanon. Khalil Karam, professor of international politics and relations at St. Joseph's University in Beirut.